Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. A Kentucky woman who was a child during the 1918 Spanish flu is on track to survive the second pandemic of her lifetime. Marguerite Carter got her second dose of the coronavirus vaccine last month at the medical center in Bowling Green. Lisa Autry introduces us to her.
You're listening to a 107-year-old play the piano. That alone is pretty amazing. But try living through two once-in-a-lifetime pandemics. Marguerite Carter has done just that. Margie, as her family calls her, lives in a two-story log house on a 60-acre horse farm in Allen County. It's a sunny and warm day for March, and Margie and her family are waiting for me on the patio outside her home.
Hi, Miss Carter. Thanks for letting me come out and speak to you a few minutes.
Well, thank you.
Rewind one century, and Margie was living in rural Nebraska as a young child during the Spanish flu of 1918.
I suppose about six.
Her voice is faint, but so is her memory at times. But with a little help from her daughter-in-law, Marilyn, she recalls one of her brothers coming down with the virus.
Your brother Fred had gotten pretty sick.
Oh, yes, he did.
He survived.
Yes, I had a brother, Fred, and he was really sick with it. I come from a large family. Mother was kept very busy with taking care of all the children.
Margie had the mumps and whooping cough as a child before vaccines were available.
Mother really had her hands full then because we were several that had whooping cough.
Margie was one of 17 siblings. Her daughter-in-law, Marilyn, says she had a sister who died from polio.
5 or 8 maybe years older than
maybe
you.
Maybe 8 years old.
And was restricted to a wheelchair, and she died at a young age. So she certainly experienced the worst from not being able to have a vaccine.
For someone who has beaten some odds, she wasn't going to gamble against the coronavirus. As soon as she became eligible under Kentucky's vaccination plan, Margie got the 2 injections.
So you received both doses of your vaccine?
Yes, that's right.
Were you apprehensive at all about getting it?
No. No, I was just happy to that I was able to get it.
She watches TV, you know, the news. So she kept asking, when do I get my vaccine, when it was finally made available?
Over the past year, Margie has mostly stayed home and continued her healthy lifestyle. She attributes her longevity to her faith in God and a sense of gratitude.
I have much to be thankful. I think that that's a lot.
So you exercise every day, don't you?
Yes, I exercise every day. And I try to eat healthfully. Kentucky has a lot of fruit and vegetables that are very good.
At her age, Margie doesn't leave home that often, so the past year hasn't been a lot different. But she has missed having visitors. Toward the end of our interview, her voice had grown more tired, but I asked if there was anything else she'd like to say about the vaccine.
Well, one of the things that you told me was it's the least a person can do for the other fella.
Yes.
At 107 years young, she still has music to make. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.